come here from South children, the other students know?
If the kids were happy, my dad was happy. That was my father's method of operation. I will always be grateful for my dad's patience and his life. He never gave up on me during difficult times. My father was always a very loving, lighthearted, happy man with a great sense of humor. On that night, I remember the story he told me about a girl that had worked for him on Street Foods in the deli. She was having some problems, some personal problems that got in the way of work, and she wouldn't show up to work. And she got herself fixed up, fixed her problems, and she came back crying. And she said, "Mr. Israel, I'm so sorry. Can you please give me one more chance? I'm on the straight and narrow now." And my dad said, "Absolutely." And my dad was telling me this story, he was crying. He always wanted me to know, he always gives people one more chance. Never give up on anybody. Some of my most memorable moments with my dad was him giving us this one only day off on the Street Food on Sunday to take horseback riding at his late good friend Al Galanti's house, the Bridal Trail. Such a long drive from Ridge, Ohio back then in the mid-1970s. I felt like I was going to Timbuktu. I thought, like, are we there yet? Are we there yet? How much further is this? My dad knew I had a passion for horses and loved horseback riding. This is just one of many examples of his love and dedication to his kids. Another lasting memory I have of my dad is when I was having a friend sleep over in elementary school. My dad built a black and white TV from my parents' room to my room so that my friend and I could watch TV late at night for entertainment. What a treat. Please don't quote me, but I think we were watching Love American Style. That's very crazy for elementary age kids. My dad nicely knocked on the door, on my bedroom door, and asked if we wanted him to make an ice cream sundae with a big smile. You could see him doing that. My friend replied, "Wow, your dad is so nice." She was right. My dad told me he wanted to be remembered as a nice guy. And I think he got his wish.